Proud to be bringing you excellent content every single week. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be conducting that interview and that radio show. She is a wonderful woman with incredible experience in relation to health and wellness and has actually pioneered the health and wellness movement in this area. So, as always, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be discussing children's brain health. So we've talked about brain health in a lot of different ways and how to support your brain. We've talked about it more specifically in the context of as we get older. There's a lot of concern regarding dementia, senility, cognitive decline as we get older. And I've had some amazing special guests, such as Dr. Pratt, who's one of the leaders in the field of sort of functional neurology and preventative medicine when it comes to our brain. That was more focused towards the older folks, or as we get older, making sure our brains stay healthy. We haven't really spent a lot of time in one of our shows discussing how incredibly important it is to support the health of our children's brain, because as we know, brains develop for not just in utero when the baby is born, but when the baby's developing, but the brain continues to develop long after that. Somewhere up until the age of around 20, the brain is still developing. So really important to support our kids. And of course, we have a special guest today who's going to help us understand some of the most important factors when it comes to behavior, when it comes to nutrition, and when it comes to supplements, and making sure that the brains of our children are optimally supported and given the environment to develop to the best of their ability. Now, as I mentioned, we've done some great shows in the past, like that show with Dr. Perlmutter. I just want to let everybody know, if you're interested in listening to any of our previously recorded shows, you can download them for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little radio show microphone icon. And if you click on that, you'll be able to get to all of our previously recorded shows, and you can download any of them for absolutely free to listen to as a podcast, or you can just stream them right from your computer. It's a great resource if you're looking to do for you there. So I want to introduce my special guest for this morning and get started with the show. Lauren Zimmet is a speech, language, and early communication specialist with more than 15 years of professional experience. A speaker and educator, she provides individualized speech therapy, leads group workshops and seminars, and provides training and consultation to teachers, parents, and other professionals. Lauren has had her work mentioned in the books The LCP Solution, The Late Talker, as well as magazines such as Preventing and Advance for Speech-Language Pathologists and Audiologists. Lauren is the founder of the Healthy Foundations Program, which facilitates brain health education in Georgia, teaching children about their brains and bodies in order to make healthy choices. Over the years, Lauren has incorporated an integrative approach into her practice, drawing from her neurodevelopmental training background. She has augmented her education by studying nutrition and brain health, developing a holistic perspective to her work with growing children. Lauren is a registered Better Brains for Babies trainer and provides guidance to new and soon-to-be parents regarding the complex issues of raising a newborn. Lauren earned her master's degree in speech-language pathology in 1995 from Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and her bachelor's of science in communication from right here in our backyard, the University of Maryland in College Park. She has a certificate of clinical competence in speech-language mental training professional. Thank you, Lauren, so much for being on the show with us today.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Sure. I would love for you to just sort of discuss with us. You come from, I know, you know, speech pathology, and as a training, I'm sure they don't give you a lot of insight into things like nutrition and supplements and a really holistic perspective. It's much more, I'm sure, you know, clinical in what they're doing, right, in regards to just working with speech and development. I'd love for you to explain your evolution from going from a more sort of straightforward speech therapist, speech pathologist training to seeing the need for a more holistic approach to helping kids.
Okay, so where to begin? So I've been working in the pediatric field for many, many years, and really working with kids on all motor, feeding, sensory issues, as well as speech, articulation, language. And it was really, I'm just thinking, after I became a mother myself, you know, I was working pre-motherhood and then got back to working after my baby was born. And I was sitting in a conference for work, intrigued by what I was hearing. This was about 8 years ago here in Atlanta. And I was listening to Kelly Dorfman, who has since become a mentor and a dear colleague of mine, talk about the difference between an allergy and an intolerance. And as I was sitting there in the audience, I realized that I had tears running down my face because finally I was discovering answers to questions that I've had that hadn't been answered for years about my own daughter. Mm. And, of course, I was thinking about my daughter and then all of the children who I work with, clients, not only current clients, but, you know, clients in the past.
Sure.
So I was having all of these connections, literally, about so many different things. And this was really my introduction into starting to see how food and nutrition significantly impacted, I mean everything that I, you know, had been working on with my clients. But personally, you know, my daughter as an infant, she slept for very brief, short periods of time when she was little. And then after she stopped nursing, she wound up getting chronic ear infections. I mean, one after another. And this was as soon as she stopped nursing. Now, you know, I was a new mom and just listened to what the pediatrician advised. And month after month, she was on antibiotics. And I even read in one of my journals recently that thinking I was being a good mommy and wanting her to have her favorite color pink medicine, I myself added red food coloring to make her medicine pink. I mean, I shudder to think that I was adding this into her medicine. But, you know, this was years ago, and I just had no idea what I know now. In any case, it was my daughter's dairy intolerance that I finally figured out at 4 years old, you know, with a major irritant in her system, and this was truly the beginning of my journey into nutrition and brain health. And then after that, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher arrives, and my caseload was shifting. I began working with one little girl who was a very, very picky eater, and she was in the fifth grade, and her dad had hired me to work with her. And instead of working one-on-one, I went into her class and had the opportunity to work for an hour a week with a group of students, teaching them about their brain and what their brain needed and what their brain liked in order to work its best. And this, you know, looking back, was the beginning of the Healthy Foundations program as we know it today. And this little girl expanded her food repertoire, as did her other peers, and we saw so many positive changes. So this was really the beginning of how I slowly, gradually got into looking at nutrition and its effect on learning and behavior and brain health.
Yeah, it's so interesting. With so many ways that we're traditionally trained to address the, you know, health problems of our culture, whether it be in children or adults, it's very nutrition and these types of issues are always an afterthought. You know, we've gotten so far away from the concept that nutrition and foods can actually impact health that it's not even really incorporated in most curriculums when dealing with whether it's speech pathology or whether it's physical therapy or whether it's, you know, dermatology or any type of medical type of issue. And your story just mirrors, you know, the story of so many of the other guests that we've had on the show, where once you start to see the impact that these issues have on somebody's overall health and their ability, your ability to be a better clinician and a better person to help them through their issue. Yeah. It's like, you know, once you go to that side, you never go back. So thank you for sharing your personal story about how you got into this. I always think it's important to put it into context. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you help children and families around brain health and education.
Sure. My mission, my passion has become to help and empower parents and children. And I start by sharing with parents, we all have to slow down. Because when we slow down, we can be intentional and mindful. And today, our world is so hectic and our schedules are so busy. So children desperately need to see this, to experience this slowdown. So then they'll be able to learn about their brain. Because truly, when young children get involved, they take a personal interest in their own brain, learning about their own brain and how it impacts their health and how they feel. And then, I'll tell you, they are empowered to make healthy choices for their brain. So power struggles and control issues, you know, revolving traditionally around food or behavior and, you know, household rules, they're able to make a shift because they have information about their own brain. So it's really fascinating, and it's a lot of fun. And when children learn healthy brain habits early on, they want to adopt them because they get engaged in learning about their own brain. So children understand that their brain is a supercomputer, and there are things that they can do to help and support the brain, which, you know, the brain controls everything. So that's our learning, communication, our behavior. When children really make the connection that they have one brain in their head and their brain is like their own supercomputer, so that things are going to help their brain,
sure,
versus the things that are not healthy for their brain. And when they learn about those differences, then they have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we oftentimes assume that kids don't want to be engaged in their health and they're mm-hmm. not interested in being engaged in their health. But I have found, you know, with my own kids and working with other kids in my practice that, you know, if you really sit down and work with them to explain what's going on, most kids, you know, like adults, want to feel better and want to perform better because it helps with their self-image and it, you know, they get it. So like, you know, like your daughter, my daughter has also had some issues with dairy and, mm-hmm. you know, we've had to sit her down and explain to her that some of these things that are her favorite good are not good for her. And, you know, this is not just her story. I've, you know, people who I work with tell me all the time, if she's out and about and she's, you know, at her daycare provider's place or at school and somebody tries to feed her something that she knows she shouldn't eat, she'll come right out and say, no, I'm not supposed to have that because it will make my tummy hurt or because it'll do something else. And it's amazing to hear that coming out of a 3 or 4 year old. But if it, given the right environment, given the right education, framed in the right context, given the right time and nurturing and support, you'd be surprised at how willing kids are to make good choices for themselves. Now, when we come back from the break, Lauren, I'd love to pick up the conversation specifically around diet, you know, so talking about what kind of foods we want to give our kid when it comes to, and really talk about also what foods we don't want to give our kids. So that'll be, I think, a really great topic. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful oils. Even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you lots of information regarding your health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception in regards to us having a fantastic show. I have on the phone with me Lauren Zimet, who is a speech pathologist who, as you heard about in the last segment, had an evolution in her career through her own experiences with her children, to have her eyes open to the idea that nutrition and supplements and food and lots of other aspects of life contribute to the proper development of a child's brain. And there are certain things that we can do to support our child's brain development. Now, Lauren, I know, you know, we didn't quite get to all of the stories. Tell us a little bit about children's brain development. You know, we know obviously that the brain is formed and does its initial development in the uterus before the baby is born. But once the baby is born, the brain is still very undeveloped. We know that there are still primitive reflexes and vision is, you know, and as kids grow, the brain continues to develop. And I think that a lot of people don't realize how long the brain actually goes through really intense development. So maybe you can, are you comfortable touching on that for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
And that you're absolutely right that we think we don't realize, and I've always said that, you know, there should be a course before anybody has children on children's brain development. And there's lots of research going on right now. But it's so important for new parents to realize that, you know, baby is born with their brain, and we are born with 100 billion nerve cells. However, when baby is out in the first years of life, all of these new connections are being made. So it's so important these healthy connections are made from new experiences, from loving care, from healthy, sound nutrition. And so it's a combination of things that, you know, as a parent, it's our responsibility to provide our child with healthy care and nutrition. And, you know, we're hearing lots in the news about essential fatty acids and brain food, and we'll talk more about that, I know, in a little while. But it's so important that babies get the good, healthy nutrition that they need early on because function follows structure. So although connections will be made, the brain will still develop with lesser healthy fats. When we provide the healthy fats, the brain, the structure will develop, you know, more strongly, more solidly. And this is something that I think this information is just so valuable, so parents know.
Yeah.
And nurturing, loving, caring experiences, exposing a child to novel and different things, this is how new connections are made. So this information, I think, is valuable to parents at any stage, at any age, you know, of the child, because new connections are constantly being made. And even actually through adulthood, when we are exposed to new environments and new situation and new learning, we make a new connection. And I'm looking at a photograph right now of a little boy holding up his connections. I do activities with the kids, getting their senses involved, so multisensory experiences, and this is great for parents to think about, with taking little styrofoam balls and connecting them with pipe cleaners. And for children to realize every time they experience something new, whether it's learning something new in school or at home or on a soccer field or tasting something new, tasting new, healthy, colorful fruits and vegetables, they make a new connection in their brain. And these are all good things. So we really want to empower parents and children to realize that we are growing our brain. We are making new connections when we try and when we try new things and when we learn new things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people don't realize how long the brain develops. I believe it's up to around the age of 25 that the brain is still developing. And anybody who's had a teenager will fully understand this. We know that teenagers don't have the best judgment. They don't have the best emotional stability because their brain is not fully developed and it's in a wash of a lot of hormones and other intense developmental things that are going on at that time in life. So, really understanding that once the child is born, the need for supporting optimal nutrition continues, and it really starts before a woman even decides to get pregnant. So any woman who's thinking about getting pregnant should really start with getting her diet together, making sure she's getting the right essential fatty acids, making all of the nutrient stores in her body abundant so that when the baby goes through these developmental processes, there's everything on board necessary in order to form that, as you described it so eloquently, that structure, that necessary structure so that the proper function can follow. And realizing that your kids need the support all through infancy, all through being toddlers, all through adolescence, all through their tween and teen years is so important. And it truly is one of the best gifts you can give to your children and will really help make the parenting experience more rewarding because you're more likely to have a better balanced, more successful child if you've given them all the tools that their body needs in order to function properly. And then the rest is, of course, all the nurture and all of the little idiosyncrasies that come with all of our kids' individual personalities. Let's talk a little bit about diet and nutrition because, I understand, as you do, that it plays such an important role in many aspects of development, particularly with the brain. So from a standpoint of diet and nutrition, I mean, what should parents be thinking about? Everything from a mom pregnant to the baby's born, do we breastfeed? Are we formula feeding? First foods? What are the basic core concepts here when we're looking at nutrition and supporting the brain?
So basic core concepts, we want to provide our brain and our body with real food because the brain uses real food most efficiently. And for parents to know this, and by teaching young children early on, this radio show is geared for parents, but I work with young kids, so I just want to stress that young children, though they're young toddlers, they can still absorb this information, and when we share it with them early on, obviously at their age level, we are establishing healthy. Early healthy brain habits. So just want to, had to share that. So as far as healthy nutrition, I like the visualization of eating a rainbow a day of fruit and vegetables. Again, it's from the earth. This is real food. So for parents and teachers and adults in children's lives to teach children where fresh fruits and vegetables come from. And fresh foods contain more nutrients, than the canned or processed foods that we might see sitting on supermarket shelves. So we're getting natural vitamins and minerals from these fruits and vegetables. So that, I believe, is a staple in really thinking about brain health. Because we have got lots of antioxidants to help our body fight off illnesses. There's so many wonderful benefits from early on exposing our children to rainbow a day of healthy fruits and vegetables. And so just in general, encouraging everybody to eat lean proteins, beans, lean meats, poultry, beef, fish, and we'll certainly talk about fish in a minute when we talk about healthy fats that the brain needs. When I think about brain food, I automatically go to essential fatty acids, but really brain food is real food, and our brain needs this. Our brain is made up of 60 to 70% fat. So when we eat the healthy fat, we're actually feeding our brain what it needs in order to work its best. So our brain controls everything that we think about and that we do. So our brain is our supercomputer, and we want to provide it with the most optimal nutrition possible. So a rainbow a day of fruits and vegetables, lean, healthy proteins, organic when possible, you know, it's not always possible, but I refer families to the Environmental Working Group, you know, mm-hmm. to get,
you know. A lot of great information about the dangers of what's been in our environment.
Mm-hmm, right. And, you know, also the list of if you can only buy some organic, you know, they have the,
the Dirty Dozen list.
Thank you.
Yep, and these are going to be the top 12 foods that have the highest amount of, we'll go ahead and share with you the top 12 foods in the Dirty Dozen list. And there was actually an interesting study that came out a couple years ago, I think about a year and a half. It was the first one that actually linked pesticide residues in the children's urine to their behavior and their attention span. And, you know, we've all been talking, people like you and myself have been encouraging parents to give their children organic foods, even though the FDA and most of the government groups will tell you that the level of pesticide exposure that comes from eating produce is not high enough to actually contribute to a health condition. This was the first large-scale study that clearly showed a link between pesticide residues in urine and a child's behavior. And as those pesticide residues became lower as the children were transitioned to an organic diet, behavior and attention improved. So it was the first time that we really had hard proof, not just the theoretical idea, that these chemicals and these toxins that we're exposing kids and adults to actually can affect the health of the brain. So the organic food conversation, I believe, becomes very important, especially when looking at, again, those 12 top most sprayed foods and looking at what you're putting in front of your children on the table. Now, you talked about eating this real food and eating good quality foods. I think most people understand this concept that, you know, kids and adults, in order to be healthy, should eat a well-balanced diet. I think what we should touch on for a minute is really, you know, the bad foods and the problem with the bad foods. And because kids are just more than adults, they are, it's just blows my mind how focus their diets are around some of the worst foods that you could possibly eat. You know, adults, by the time you get older, if you thought about eating like your toddler would eat, you would never even think about doing it, because that would mean, you know, high sugar cereal for breakfast. It would mean some type of majorly processed food for lunch. It would be high sugar snacks, tons of processed food. You know, it's just crazy. Yeah, lots of dairy. And, you know, a lot of it is because these products are marketed to children through the cartoon ads and through the fast food restaurants, because kids are easy prey for marketing. They don't really have necessarily the social skills and the development that adults have to make decisions that are best for them. They're very easy to get sucked into, you know, the most popular thing or the most exciting thing, and it's very much an impulsive type of time of life, and ad and marketing companies really do prey on that in the absolute worst possible way. So these bad foods, high sugar foods, are terrible for the body and obviously terrible for the brain. Eating high sugar foods causes hyperactivity in the brain, usually followed by hypoactivity as the blood sugar spikes and then as the blood sugar crashes. Of course, as we know, the bad fat foods, so these are going to be the fast foods, right, Lauren? This is going to be the trans fats, the saturated animal fats, the French fries, the processed burgers, the, you know, processed lunch meats that contain all sorts of preservatives, artificial colors, artificial flavors, trans fats. These trans fats, as you mentioned, our brain needs fat. And if those are the only fats coming into the body, guess what? Your brain is going to use those trans fats as part of its structure. And if it has bad structure, as you mentioned in the first segment, there is not going to be good function.
We're seeing so many children being diagnosed so early with attention deficit and just so many behavior issues and challenging situations that, unfortunately, you know, in my opinion, you know, we're putting in, not providing what our body and our brain needs to function at its optimal potential.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I mean, we know that our bodies have been, you know, in their current state of its evolutionary process for somewhere around 300,000 years. And for most of that time, we didn't have access to these foods that we are now eating. So it only makes logical sense to me that our bodies are designed to thrive on the diet that they sort of have been adapted to for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years. And the changes that have happened in just the last 100 years do not reflect what's been going on. A lot of the things in our food are things that our body has never seen before. There are things that don't exist in nature. People don't realize that a lot of food dyes, and Lauren, I'm sure you can attest to this, actually have their derivative in petroleum and oil. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. And again, teaching children early on the importance of how to recognize a real food versus something that is not really considered real food,
right,
and will not provide what the brain needs in order to think clearly, in order to, you know, run fast and have great endurance and really be able to be empathetic and be able to take another person's perspective. I mean, all of these higher level functions of the brain needs healthy nutrients, vitamins, minerals, those healthy fats to work its best, to be able to problem solve, to be able to deal with the world we live in today. And what you said is absolutely true. And I just read an article that one of the school cafeterias posted pictures of healthy fruits and vegetables on school lunch trays. And when these photographs were in the cafeteria, the healthy food choices, the sales went up. And I think that that's fabulous because the subliminal message is so strong. Our visual system takes in so much. That's our strongest sense. So if we can have photographs in the school cafeterias of healthy fruits and vegetables on the lunch trays, and then my vision is to take it one step further, you know, especially for children who can read, have short brain tips of healthy things that kids can do to take care of their brains, I think this would be so beneficial in seeing creating some positive changes.
I absolutely agree, Lauren. We got to wrap up for a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, we're going to first of all share with you some of the foods on the Dirty Dozen list, as promised, if you stick with us for the next segment. And also, we're going to be talking about fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. If there's any one supplement that's the most important for the developing brain, this is it. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so do not forget to tune in. We've had a great lineup for you starting here in 2012, bringing you lots of great shows related to health and wellness. Just a reminder, if you're just tuning in and want to listen to this show in its entirety or any other previously recorded shows, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little radio show microphone icon. Just click on that, and you can download any of our previously recorded shows as a podcast, or you can stream it live from your computer. Today, we are talking with Lauren Zimmet, and she is a speech pathologist or a speech therapist, depending on the terminology. And she had an evolution to understanding more about natural foods and diet and supplements and how a more holistic approach to dealing with a children's brain and health improved her outcomes when it came to speech therapy. She is very passionate about her work in educating kids about their brains, and she actually has a group called the Healthy Foundations Program, which facilitates brain health education in Georgia, which is a program that she has spearheaded. And we've talked a little bit about it throughout the program, but it's so incredibly important for people to understand and not just get lost on the idea that kids can't learn about their health. Good messaging about health, about healthy behaviors, about healthy foods starts immediately when you're kids are learning how to communicate. From the minute that you are putting food in front of their plate, from the minute you are discussing aspects about their health, this messaging comes into play. I've seen it play out with many, many toddlers in my practices, from parents who have been doing this to my own children. Lauren, you've had experience with your own children. Healthy messaging works. Kids will buck peer pressure to make good choices if they have confidence in the information and the tools that you have taught them at home. And as we talked about in the last segment, we discussing nutrition and how important it is to get your kids to eat healthy. I will tell you, parents, that this starts with you. If you are not setting a good example in your home, you are not going to be able to get your kids to make good choices. You must start displaying the behavior that you want your kids to follow yourself. So if you're skipping breakfast, if you're eating fast foods, if you're skipping dinners, eating processed foods, but you're asking your kids to do something different because you want them to perform better in school, or you want them to be at a better ideal weight, or you think it's healthier for them, you are going to have to set that example yourself. So, Lauren, I'm sure you will agree with me on all of those points.
And the one thing I would add is that for parents, because I just everything that you just said, I do share with parents, and it doesn't have to be this immediate black and white total. You have to dump everything out of the pantry and the fridge. It doesn't have to be like that. It's about making small baby steps to get onto the path for better brain health.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up, because so many people are so overwhelmed with dietary changes associated with making healthy changes in their diet. But as you mentioned, even just one little baby step at a time, that's how you get there. Nobody learns how to do this overnight. Nobody changes.
It's not realistic. And, and for for families who, you know, totally revamp everything at once, the rationale, you know, it's not realistic to think that it's going to be sustainable, because you're used to a certain lifestyle and certain food, comfort foods, etc. But by having an open, honest conversation with your children, and again, you know, they don't have to be teenagers to understand. You can have a conversation, a very general conversation, and not a long conversation with your 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old. That, you know what, I just listened to this great radio show, and our family is going to start making some healthy brain changes. And it can be as simple as that. Maybe water every day. Maybe they're going to take deep breaths as a family. Put your hand on your heart and take 5 slow, deep breaths. You know, during carpools, that's a great time for families to take deep breaths. Do 10 slow inhalations and exhalations to help reset the neurological system and give more oxygen to every cell in the body. You know, exercising more. There are, and we can talk more about this at the end, but, you know, some simple lifestyle changes, as well as providing the good, sound nutrition, and especially getting those good fats, those essential fats for the brain.
Absolutely. So let's talk. I mean, we promised in the last segment, we talked about the Dirty Dozen list. So these are going to be the top 12 foods that have the highest pesticide residues on them. So when you're shopping in your grocery store and you're looking to buy items, these are the ones that you really want to make sure you're buying organic if you're bringing them into your home. If you absolutely can't get them organic, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you either get a really good all-natural wash for your vegetables and fruit so that you're washing them thoroughly, or if it's a kind of vegetable or fruit, let's say that has a skin on it, for example, like an apple, and it's not organic, one thing you can do is you can peel off the skin. Now, I know the skin has lots of good nutrients and other things in it that you know, people say are good for you, but if that skin is saturated with pesticides and you remove it, you have a little bit of a cleaner food to give your family. So why don't you go ahead, Lauren, and give us the resource where you're getting this information and give us the top 12 most highly, the top 12 foods with the most pesticide residues on them.
Okay. So this Dirty Dozen list, which is recommended to buy organic, is from the Environmental Working Group website, and it's a nice, clear list that can be printed out and hung on the refrigerator. It's at www.ewg.org/food news/summary, and it's just a nice visual. So the first food on the list is apples. The second food, celery. Strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, and kale and collard greens. These are the foods that, if possible, we want to buy organic because these are the foods that have the highest pesticides.
Wow, and some of those are ones that, you know, are staples in kids' diets. Mm-hmm. Apples, celery, strawberries, grapes. Those are really common snack foods that parents give kids, mm-hmm. maybe not realizing that they have really high pesticide residues on them. So again, those are ones you really want to try and buy organic, or if you absolutely can, if it's an apple, peel it. If it's, you know, another fruit that you can't, get a good vegetable wash and wash that fruit or vegetable thoroughly before you serve it to your kids.
And what I often do, because sometimes I'll bring snacks into our therapy or into the classroom, and you really can teach your children to be helpers to really scrub and wash the produce. And by having them, involved with the food hands-on, they're making a connection. And if they can help prepare a meal or a snack for the family, we're doing so much for their self-esteem as a team player and their self-worth. So just getting kids involved, and they make adorable, safe peelers that are easy, you know, for children's hands to grip, and, you know, just showing them, demonstrating, oftentimes we'll do hand over hand, but again, just engaging children, it's great for the brain, and then they're learning something new, they're doing something new, they're contributing. I mean, there's just there's a lot of benefits.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And again, Environmental Working Group, EWG.com, is the resource where you can get lots of information about this type of stuff. So let's talk a little bit about omega-3 fatty acids, because,
yes.
You know, this is really, as far as, you know, when it comes to really solid nutrition and important nutrients for the brain, this one really reigns supreme. And we've talked about it, I don't know, hundreds of times on this show, you know, topics related to essential fatty acids, but very rarely specifically in the context of kids and their developing brains. So, Lauren, why don't you kind of intro this topic a little bit and start off this discussion about essential fatty acids for brain health?
Okay. So all of the cells in the body, all cell membranes contain fat. However, fat is especially important to the brain. And as we had said before, because the brain is made up of 60 to 70% of good fat. So, again, when the brain doesn't have enough of the good fat, it will develop anyway, but it will use the lesser quality fats that are available. And we know that these lesser quality fats are all the fats that come from the fast foods and the junk foods. And essential fatty acids, the good, healthy fats, are the fats that are essential and that the body cannot make on its own. So we need to consume them from the food that we eat or supplements we take. So essential fatty acids are found in nuts and seeds and the olive and canola oil, seaweed, and fish. And the best sources that are in the cold water oily fish, so foods like sardines, anchovies, salmon, are all rich in omega-3, pickled herring, seaweed. The brain and the nervous system need these fats to function at its best. And it's always best to get the nutrients that the brain needs, you know, as we were talking about, from real foods. However, if a family has a picky eater and I work with, most of the kids I work with are picky eaters. You know, children are dealing with so many issues. Modifying the food intake and modifying the diet, with, you know, in food therapy, just to increase the acceptance of new foods, can certainly be a slow process. So this is where parents learn about supplementation. And I work very closely with a developmental nutritionist. Since I am not a nutritionist, I always like to make that clear. You know, I teach about brain health, and then I'm big on sharing information and connecting, networking with resources. So for many of my families, we do brain health and nutrition consultations with a developmental nutritionist, so that there is a practitioner who is certified and qualified overseeing, you know, the program. Because all supplements are not created equal, so it's very important to really be confident and ensure that all supplements, but especially fish oil supplements, are purified, third-party tested, molecularly distilled. And the brand that I use and that I trust is Nordic Naturals, and this is what this company specializes in. They only provide the purest fish oils and to extend supporting research about fish oil and all of the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. Nordic Naturals definitely is my preferred brand. There's a lot of good fish oil brands out there, but I like them because they're widely available in most retail stores, health food stores, and they've really done a good job of cornering the market on producing extremely high-quality fish oil, and that is incredibly important. I tell people all the time, if you're going to spend money on one supplement, make it your fish oil. That's the one where you don't want to go and buy the biggest volume at the cheapest price from a big box store or from, you know, just some random chain drugstore or something. This is one where you want to get a brand you trust, because fish, the oceans, unfortunately, are polluted. And if you're not dealing with a good company that's doing all of their due diligence to make sure those pollutants are coming out of the oil through some very specific manufacturing processes, you're likely potentially introducing something that's more harmful than good. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, when do you start fish oil supplementation? What are good forms? I mean, when should I actually, like, what age child should you even consider doing fish oil supplementation in? I think this is important for parents to understand and know, because I think they'll be surprised at some of our answers. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white affecting our own treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams, and with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for listening today. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week for another wonderful show. Today, we're wrapping up a show related to brain health, specifically in our kids. Such an incredibly important topic, particularly when you look at the health of our kids these days. Rates of ADD, ADHD, focus, concentration problems, these are all brain and neurological issues. So understanding how to support your child's brain health through diet, through lifestyle, through supplements is everything we've been covering today. In the last segment, we were wrapping up a little bit of a conversation around fish oil and how fish oil is so incredibly important for a child's brain. Lauren Zimet is on the phone with me today, and she is a speech pathologist who has spent a lot of time dedicating her career to educating kids about their brains and educating parents about their child's brain and how to support them appropriately. Lauren, in the last segment, we talked about fish oil. We talked about, you said a few times in the show, that the brain is made up of 60 to 70% fat. What people don't realize is that the majority of that fat should actually come from DHA, which is one of these primary ingredients in fish oil. And we talked about in the last segment, and we're going to talk about in this segment, when people should start taking DHA or taking fish oil. But I think it's important that parents and pregnant women know that when you're selecting a fish oil for your child, you want it to be more of the DHA component versus the other major constituent, which is EPA. That's a little more important for anti-inflammatory issues and becomes a little bit more center of focus when we're looking at inflammatory issues in older adults. So DHA products are really important. Now, I wanted you to talk to the audience a little bit about, you know, when is a good time to start your child on fish oil supplementation?
And really, before even starting your child that's born already, when a woman is thinking about becoming pregnant, I think that is a great time to start taking essential fatty acids. So really, adults should be taking them, and then, you know, certainly throughout pregnancy. And the research shows that we want a high level. And it's stated in the research because the amount that's in the prenatals is okay, but again, and I always recommend that people consult with their healthcare practitioner. But they make Nordic has a special prenatal formulation, so you're really getting quality and a good amount that we need for optimal development when the baby's in utero. And then when baby's born, we can start giving infants the baby DHA. It's naturally, hopefully, mom is taking it. So when baby's born and if baby is nursing, breast milk is just golden nutrition, and the baby will naturally get the essential fatty acids from the mom's milk, but we want to make sure mom is taking it. And if a child is not nursing, most infant formulas today, you'll see, are now adding the DHA. And in addition to that, Nordic has a baby's DHA with some vitamin D3. And so, the dosing is on the package. And so infancy is so important to get that good fat to start building that structure and really reinforcing that foundation. And then through the toddler years, fish oil, these essential fatty acids, they come in little, tiny, small, chewable caplets that my clients call pop-pops, because when they bite down on it, so similar to, candy, it will squirt out some strawberry oil, and then the children just chew it up and eat the shell. Or the liquid, the strawberry liquid, can be easily mixed in to a smoothie or juice or yogurt, or sandwiches. So we really want to promote this essential fat in infancy, toddlerhood, up to the elementary school years, through middle school, high school, college. I mean, I take it every day. When my grandmother was alive, she was taking Nordic Naturals. It's a brain nutrient that really is good for all stages of development.
Yeah, and I want people to know that, you know, this isn't your grandma's cod liver oil. A lot of people that I talk to about taking fish oil remember, oh, when I was a kid, my mom used to make me take cod liver oil, and it was disgusting. The way that they've been able to process and extract and work with fish oils, whether it's cod liver oil or some other type of fish oil extract, really, they're actually very pleasant tasting. So kids are oftentimes very amenable to taking these things. And again, as Lauren pointed out, my advice is really the same. In prenatal time, during pregnancy, it is so important to be taking good doses of fish oil. We know we have clear research showing that moms who took fish oil during pregnancy, their children have higher reading scores versus their age-matched peers who didn't get it. They have better hand-eye coordination because in addition to the brain having very high demands for DHA, the retina of the eye also has very high demands for DHA, this very important nutrient. In fish oil, you can't get these nutrients from it's very difficult to get these nutrients from vegetarian sources of omega-3s like flax seeds. There's not a lot of DHA or EPA in there, and you'd have to eat a half a pound of flaxseed to get the equivalent of what's in a few of these very small children's DHA products. So it's just not practical. Going right to the fish oil and going right to a high quality pure fish oil like the Nordic Natural brand is really the preferred way to go. So starting with mom during pregnancy, if mom is continuing with high intake of good omega-3 fatty acids during breastfeeding, if the child's breastfed, as Lauren pointed out, those nutrients will go right into the breast milk because breast milk does contain a lot of good quality fats. And then continuing with supplementation in your child once they're weaning from the breast and getting more into the solid food is really important. So, Lauren, that's going to pretty much wrap up our show for today. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful insights and for helping me educate everybody about the importance of brain health in kids.
Thank you.
Do you have any resources that you want to give out real quick or websites that parents can go
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely. The Nordic Naturals website, it's www.nordicnaturals.com, has great information on the essential fatty acids. Braininsightsonline.com has fabulous information for parents on healthy things to do for promoting brain development via great activities and simple. www.chicken, which is spelled C-H-I-C-K-I-N, chickenfeed.com, great nutrition tracker for kids to use with parents. And www.todayiatearainbow.com.
Excellent. Well, I will definitely be checking those out with my daughter later tonight. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
You download the free application for your iPhone or iPad or Android smartphone, and then you go to their network, and then it knows all of the infrared codes for these things, and it's got the programming for 500 models. And then once you download the specific details for the model of the equipment that you have, this remote control will control everything.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WOPFTFM HD2 Washington, the Washington.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers.
I believe the children are our future.
The music world mourns the death of Whitney Houston. The singer's body was discovered Saturday in her hotel room at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. But the cause of death is not known. CNN producer Matt Carey is at the hotel and spoke with officials.
Police are not saying whether there was any indication of any drugs on the scene or anything that would suggest what, in fact, was the cause of death. There's a lot of speculation, of course, because of Houston's history of drug abuse, which she had admitted to, in fact, in interviews.
Singer Toni Braxton called Houston a true superstar.
I wanted to be like her. I always wanted to sing like that. Never could, though, but You know, she was a wonderful person, always giving of herself. But, you know, her music will live forever. She will forever be a superstar. Forever.
Houston won 2 Emmys, 6 Grammys, and a host of other awards in her career. She was 48 years old. Syrian government forces are reportedly using civilians as human shields, placing them on the tops of tanks. This man on a YouTube video is asking for international help.
Allahu Akbar, Qasam Madin, Dubabat. Allahu Akbar, Kirmalik Ya Hamas. Allahu Akbar.
Russia has apparently accepted an Arab League proposal that would create Syrian. An opposition group says at least 687 people, including 59 children, were killed by government troops in the past week alone. GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney won the closely watched conservative political action conference presidential straw poll Saturday. Romney also won the main caucus. Security tightened near the Greek parliament as lawmakers debate austerity measures today. A vote is expected. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm talking with Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. How would you define the quality of the scanner?
The temporal scanner is the only thermometer that has been rigorously tested by thousands of hospitals, with more than 40 peer-reviewed published studies attesting to its accuracy.
What about the value of the product?
The peace of mind from knowing that your family's health is well protected is priceless.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature, available at